listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about the ability to be able to stand firm and to speak to you from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, where we read this. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In order to stand in the Christian life, to stand amidst the inevitable conflict and struggle that comes and goes as we live for God, we are given essential help. And this help is represented to us with the pictures of equipment that a Roman soldier might have. In this last part of Ephesians chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, the Apostle Paul relates a particular part of the Roman soldier's equipment, their distinctive sandals. As it connects to the Christian experience, those sandals are like having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now notice, the preparation of the gospel is represented as these protective boots or sandals that were worn by Roman soldiers. No one can fight effectively or effectively go about their business without this equipment for their feet. The ancient Jewish historian Josephus described these sandals that Roman soldiers wore. He said they were, quote, shoes thickly studded with sharp nails. Many historians believe that one reason for the great success of the Roman armies was that they could march long distances over rough ground and then fight with a firm footing, all due to the unique footwear that they had. Preparation in these verses is a word that means a prepared foundation. The gospel provides the footing for everything we do. However powerful the rest of your body is, if you're wounded in your feet, then you're easy prey for the enemy. Paul probably had Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7 in mind when he referred to having shod your feet. This is what that verse says. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, and who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. You see, it is all vitally connected, as we see the connection to Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7, to the good news of who Jesus is and what he did for us at the cross. It was announced by prophets like Isaiah and reported by Paul and others. You see, the idea of preparation is really readiness. We must be mobile, flexible, ready with the gospel. This is something to have in the Christian life, to live in constant readiness and standing. So don't miss the point. Without having the gospel as your constant foundation, as much as a soldier constantly has to have his boots, you aren't prepared. You're an easy target. So never let go of the preparation of the gospel of peace and hold on to it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.